This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you so know it. It does not matter who the host is. What always matters is what the listeners are, or not what the listeners are, because that sounded, it made it sound a little bit more morbid than what it normally does. Anyways, what matters is who is on the other end. I mean, I got the stick. You're on the other end of it. And I don't mean the stick that we talk about the pointy end, because that becomes a whole other conversation. Anyways, we are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM. By the way, today's Friday, March the 1st, in case you did not know, and believe me, you might want to know what day of the year it is, because I've been told that those things are super important. With that being said, it is day 61 of the year and only 305 days left to go. Hanging out here on Radio Big inside of that multiverse and hanging out with those suckers.
Radio Big. USA, Canada, UK.
You know, when you're hanging out in U.S., Canada, and U.K., we're kind of all over the place. That's always a fun time as we get to do our thing. Anyways, today's Friday. Yeah, Friday. So what does that mean? It's freeform. What does that mean in your world? Well, it means that we get to play catch up on all the things that we did not do earlier in the week. Because, hey, how else would we have it? I mean, there is no other way to do this besides doing it, buddy. So let's do that today. We'll do some catch up. If you want to hang out with us and do some things inside of our streamer interaction, that's easy. You can take a look at some of the videos that are out there. It's easy process. You go to safetyfm.com and click on the section that says visual radio. Outside of that, we are inside of some of the social media platforms where we stream our little show, but also we are available on some radio apps. Maybe we should talk more about radio apps as we continue down this parliament called life. But let me tell you about this particular portion right here. When we start talking about that we're on radio platforms, well, we're currently right now on Safety FM, on their website, and on their app, safetyfm.com. You can get both of those things there. Or safety.fm if you really want to get fancy. Also, we're on Radio Big. Yes, Radio Big. .fm. You go there. There is a streamer aspect to it, and we have an app inside of the different app stores. And we are also available on TuneIn, just to name a few, you know, iHeart. And I guess we should probably start talking about some other things relatively quick. I'm still not sure what I'm supposed to talk about, if I'm supposed to talk about that or not. Kind of up in the air for talking about it. Maybe that's the combo later on in life. So with that being said, instead of getting too weird or weirder than normal, why don't we start talking about what the hell was trending?
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so if you want to look at the trends of the end, let's talk about some of that because we need to do that. So more scrambling on SBF's camp to avoid a life sentence. We'll talk about that as we get into the shit list. Also, Justin Timberlake collabs with some special friends on at least one song or two. You know, there you go. Bravo's Housewives speaks out in the defense of Andy Cohen, and a new film takeover IMDb's top spot. We'll talk about that in Casting Call. Also, the Sussex. Yes, the Sussex have at least one place they'll get police protection. We'll talk about some details inside of that once we start getting into some of the royales. Now, I will tell you, because it's been brought up too many times before, that it's kind of silly not to talk about it now. If you hear something that we talk about at the very beginning that we're talking about, that we're going to talk about later, keep in mind that the video version of the show and the podcast version only is 1 hour. If you want to listen to it in the live format, it is a 3 hour format. In hour two and three, we got some musica. Yeah, some musica that comes your general direction. So with that being said, just kind of keeping it 100, opposed to it just being, hey, one of those things that you don't know what I'm talking about because I'm just talking. So let's do this, because you know that we are a show that talks about safety in the news and safety. So if I'm not talking about the news and I'm not talking about safety, that means we got a couple of other things going on, which means some of the greatest people that work inside of the station will be here. And those are the people that give you the news. Yes, the news, the newsers, you know, the newser oozer, because somebody needs to give it to you. So Mark Mayfield's waiting in the wings, and he wants to tell you about what the hell's going on. I want him to tell you about what's going on, and I want to sit back and, you know, get ready for the next seg. You know, the next segment. You know, that's what I do here. I want to make sure that everything's good and prepped for you, for we can do that. So anyways, let's get into the news right now.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
President Biden is asking his political rival Donald Trump to join him in urging Congress to pass a border security deal. While speaking from the U.S.-Mexico border in Brownsville, Texas, Thursday, the president said it's the toughest and fairest set of border reforms in decades. The deal was a result of months of negotiations between a group of Democratic and Republican senators, but Republicans ultimately voted against the bill, arguing it doesn't go far enough to enhance border security. House Republicans slammed President Biden over his trip to the U.S.-Mexico border. Speaker Mike Johnson accused Biden of refusing to address the immigration crisis and said his visit was nothing more than a photo op.
We're trying to urge the president to use his executive authority to do something meaningful to stop the hemorrhaging at the border, stop the flow, reduce the flow.
Both Biden and former President Donald Trump visited the border yesterday. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny will soon be laid to rest. Funeral services will be open to the public, but some have warned that mourners who attend may be facing a risk. Following Navalny's death at a Russian prison weeks ago, hundreds of people were detained across the country for simply attending one of his memorials. Alexei Navalny was 47 years old. The Massachusetts Air National Guardsman accused of leaking classified military documents and posting them online is pleading guilty. Ryan Shook reports.
Jack Teixeira reached an agreement with prosecutors on Thursday. Federal prosecutors filed a motion for a Rule 11 hearing set for Monday, where it's unknown what charge or charges he will plead guilty to. Teixeira is accused of abusing his security clearance and posting classified documents on social media sites. I'm Brian Shook.
And Caitlin Clark is going pro. The Iowa women's basketball star announced Thursday she will be declaring for the WNBA draft, deciding against coming back for a final season of college. Clark is the favorite to sweep national individual honors again in 2024 and broke Kelsey Plum's NCAA all-time scoring record earlier this season. The Indiana Fever hold the top pick in April's draft. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Senate Republicans are blocking a bill that would protect access to in vitro fertilization. Michael Kastner has a story.
Democrat Tammy Duckworth of Illinois on Wednesday tried to pass the bill by unanimous consent. It was opposed by Republican Cindy Hyde-Smith of Mississippi, who said the bill would legalize human cloning and gene-edited designer babies, among other things.
The bill before us today is a vast overreach that is full of poison pills that go way too far.
Duckworth defended the bill and said it simply gives people a federal right to pursue reproductive technology. Earlier this month, the Alabama Supreme Court declared that frozen embryos are children. Several clinics in Alabama have already stopped IVF treatments as a result. I'm Michael Kastner.
A new lawsuit is accusing Donald Trump and his associates of trying to drastically dilute the value of stock shares in his social media company. A suit filed Wednesday alleges that Trump Media and Technology Group engaged in 11th-hour maneuvering to dilute a minority stake in the company held by United Atlantic Ventures. The suit comes ahead of a planned merger of Trump Media with a shell company that would then be publicly traded. If the shareholders in the shell company approve the merger in late March, Trump's stake in the media group could be valued at over $3 billion. New footage from the Rust set shows Alec Baldwin rushing the crew to get his take in. Lisa Taylor has a story.
Baldwin appears to shout, "One more, right away, let's reload." The film's 24-year-old armorer, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, hurried to put more blanks into his gun, as Baldwin was visibly impatient, according to Variety. Gutierrez-Reed is on trial for the fatal accident on set that killed cinematographer Helena Hutchins. These videos will likely be played at Baldwin's manslaughter trial in July. I'm Lisa Taylor.
And Carol G's private plane reportedly made an emergency landing in Los Angeles after the cockpit filled with smoke. KABC in Los Angeles says the Colombian superstar and her entourage landed safely at Van Nuys Airport late Thursday. It's not clear where the smoke came from or if anyone was injured. Mark Mayfield, NBC News Radio.
You are listening to something magical. You're listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick. A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it. Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's R-A-D-I-O. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Always replicated, but never duplicated. Rated R. Safety Show.
Mr. Safety Trainer, old, stale, and hacked.
Mr. Safety Trainer, still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety.
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short form micro learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team.
Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Listen to our host of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
I have to tell you that self-implosion in airwaves is something that always gets me excited. So there you go. Some things to think about. Yeah, think about, that's for sure. So let's talk about it from this particular fashion. Let's talk about some other information that is going on inside of the world of the multiverse, because that is what we do around here. Ahead of Sam Bankman's freed sentencing at the end of March, his mother has filed a brief with the court arguing that her son's autism spectrum disorder makes her fear for his life behind bars. It may be some of the inmates that will come to appreciate Sam once they get to know him, but miscommunication in that environment is dangerous. And Sam's traits greatly increase the likelihood of it occurring. Barbara Freed wrote, adding to his behavior can seem odd and off-putting to people who don't know him. In the filing last week, SBF's attorney noted that the disgraced cryptozillionaire has a condition called endohenia. Endohenia, as I think how you say it. Who knows? Let's try it again. Which prevents him from feeling enjoyment, motivation, and interest in other people. This is according to the New York Post. Hold on. What's the name of this? I might need to get checked out. I'm just saying. This is according to the New York Post. So there you go. What do you think? I think it's going to be an interesting ride there. No, seriously. I just don't know how he's going to be able to handle it. Because it's going to get weird. It always does.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Oh, yes, I've been told that entertainment is an art form. Well, did I ever tell you I didn't really like art? Okay, there you go. There are still a few details of the next incarnation of the Fyre Festival, which has been offering crypto pre-sale events for ticket opportunities. Billy McFarland, who went to prison for the disastrous handling of the first festival, is now working with Hype Man to announce on Thursday that the event has $10 million in pre-sale commitments through its efforts. McFarland has publicly pledged to make all who lost out the first time around, though the results of court order restitution. No official announcement yet for Fyre Festival 2 will happen, or even offered sometime in the late 2024 in the Caribbean. McFarland has said publicly that he's playing Hype Man this time around, leaving the actual event management to actual professionals. I mean, that's always a good idea. Let's leave the professionals to doing professional things, because that's what professionals do. I just don't know what, you know, most people are professional at, unless you ask that question. Hey, I'm just saying. Don't hate me. I am just saying.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so Apple is weighing in on what to do if your phone accidentally gets wet. Hey now. While many believe that putting it in some rice will dry it out, Apple says don't do that because small particles could get in and damage the phone. Instead, if you find yourself with a wet phone, you should wipe down the exterior and tap on the phone with the connector ports facing down so that the liquid can drain out. Then leave the damped phone in a well-ventilated area. Do not use a hair dryer or compressed air on the phone. Do not put it in a tumble dry or on top of your radiator. Another option is silica gel beads for those that are packed and found in certain food items and keep them dry. But put the beads in and around the outer portion of the box. Waterlogged phones and might help it dry it out. Worth noting, while some of these phones are water resistant, what is the difference between being waterproof? And while Apple says that the iPhone 7 and newer models can be submerged in water for up to 30 minutes, if liquid is inside of the port, the issue then becomes, a charging disaster. This is according to The Guardian. So what do you think here? Have you ran into one of these situations? I recently was hanging out with a good friend of mine, and he somehow managed to dump a whole drink inside of his suitcase that wet his computer. And, you know, that's always a fun time when you get some of those things because you don't know what exactly you're going to run into. So take a listen to this. A 27-year-old Canadian tourist vacationing in Hawaii miraculously survived after driving his rented Jeep off a cliff, splashing into the ocean and floating for about 100 yards off the shore last weekend. Local fishermen miraculously saw the accident happen early Sunday morning and alerted authorities. The current brought the Jeep back to the shore upside down, where the fisherman found the driver clinging onto the passenger side door and trying to get out. The passenger then eventually got rescued and taken to the hospital and treated for hypothermia. No word yet on what caused the accident. This is according to KITV. Now, isn't that interesting? I mean, because you know that when you start thinking about a Jeep, in the most part, you're thinking about a Wrangler, which normally does not have a top, but apparently that is not the version if he's actually hanging on to the passenger side. I mean, think about that real quick. All of a sudden you're hanging out, you drive off a cliff. You're gonna have some questions about what's going on with life.
You are listening to a Radio God. What? This has to be an error. That host is not a Radio God. Anyways, this is the Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Okay, Rated R Safety Show. 21 minutes past the top of the hour. Habitual marijuana use drastically increased the risk of heart attack and stroke, according to a new research from Massachusetts General Hospital. A study of 435,000 adult patients links a 25% higher likelihood of a heart attack and a 42% higher risk of a stroke amid daily weed users compared to those who have never used the substance. Those who use it once a week saw more of a modest 3-5% increase in heart attacks and strokes. The researchers did not differentiate between smoked marijuana versus edibles or vapes, but 75% of respondents the study said that smoking was the most common way that they got baked. That's the most common way that
I get baked.
So there you go. Some stuff to think about. But here's the thing. I mean, I mean, it's kind of a weird study. And let me explain why I say that. If you think these people that are the 435,000 patient are all of a sudden saying, hey, I'm at a higher risk, and it's because, hey, I'm taking weed, what do you think got them there to want to start taking the weed in the first place? Because I don't think it was just the luck of the draw. It doesn't work that way, at least not normally. Seriously.
Here is another bit for our competitors to copy. Rated R Safety Show.
I mean, I'm just saying, don't hate me because I'm calling it out as it is, or at least how I see it from this particular end. I mean, that's just the way that it goes. Most of the times people start doing that stuff because they have a quote-unquote legitimate reason for it. I mean, who am I to say anything? If anything, if you take a look around nowadays, there's so many states where it is legal opposed to illegal. You have to look at that. And I know from a federal standpoint, we're talking about a whole other thing. And we can have a conversation that will last a very long period of time about this matter, because people get very excited when you start talking about this. So I don't know. So there you go. Anyways, let's talk about some things that are going on with some numbers, because that's always an important aspect to what we have going on inside of the world. The Dow gained about 47 points to close at 38,996 on Thursday. The S&P increased to 26 points to close at 5,096. And the NASDAQ increased by 144 points to close at 16,091. An all-time high, by the way, that is. West Texas Intermediate closed at $78 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $81. A barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.31 on Thursday, and Bitcoin climbed slowed on Thursday trading just over $61,000. There was more than 2,370 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Thursday, and about 120 such cancellations. Tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for $607 million jackpot, or a $286.9 million cash payout. So there you go. Saturday night's Powerball will be a drawing for $443 million, or a $210.3 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, it might be time to play the game, because it's all about the game, and now we're playing. Oh, hold on. That's a song. Maybe we need to be careful there. So let's continue talking about some things that are going on today. Let's take a look at this. Gavin Newsom is denying claims about Panera Bread getting a special exception from California's new fast food minimum law. Daniel Martindale has more.
The law has a specific line stating a bakery that sells bread on the premises is not considered fast food. Earlier this week, reports came out detailing Newsom's relationship with Greg Flynn, a billionaire and longtime donor to Newsom's campaigns, who also happens to own 24 Panera Bread locations in California. On Thursday, a Newsom spokesperson told Nexstar Media Group the governor never met with Flynn about the bill, calling the story absurd. The spokesperson also says after a closer look from the governor's office's legal team, it appears Panera is not exempt from the law after all. I'm Daniel Martindale.
Okay, thank you, Daniel Martindale, for that information right there. I mean, it always gets interesting as we start getting into some of these political agendas. And talking about political agendas, well, shit. Let's talk about the road to the White House.
Road to the White House 2024. Super Tuesday is the next date circled in the race for the White House. President Biden and former President Trump both won their party's primaries in Michigan. Meantime, the former president was in Eagle Pass, Texas on Thursday, commenting on the border. In a video posted to his Truth Social account on Wednesday, Trump went after President Biden, saying he's the one to blame for the immigration crisis.
As president, I will carry out the largest domestic deportation operation in American history to remove Joe Biden's illegals and murderers, because that's what many of them are.
While Trump has essentially secured the GOP nomination, Nikki Haley has vowed to stay in the race. In Washington, I'm Brian Shook.
Okay, thank you, Brian Shook, for that information right there, because, hey, we need to know what the hell is going on. Anyways, Oprah Winfrey is stepping down from her role at Weight Watchers. Mark Mayfield has the deets.
Winfrey had served on its board of directors for 9 years. Since the announcement late Wednesday, shares of Weight Watchers have been down by as much as 25%. Winfrey also pledged to donate her financial stake in the company to the National Museum of African American History and Culture. It all comes after Oprah said last year that she was taking weight loss drugs to maintain her weight. I'm Mark Mayfield.
So hold on. So the Weight Watchers person turned around and said, hey, I am taking drugs to watch my weight. Huh, that gets interesting relatively quick when you really start thinking about it. Because, yeah.
Who truly cares what this guy has to say? Who gives a shit? Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, Rated R Safety Show. You know that I told you we're going to talk a little bit about everything? Well, let's do that real quick. So, it got interesting relatively quick when you start to notice that the New Jersey restaurant booth that featured in HBO Soprano is now on sale on eBay. Yes, the iconic booth where the El Titular family gathered in the Holston Brookdale, restaurant has a long popular fan destination with millions tuning in for the beloved shows of the 2000 series finale. In even bare signs reserved for the Sopranos and the family, Holston is now making the renovations to its booth, and it has put it up on eBay, where bidding is already at $13,000. Buyers have until Monday, and they can try to snap up the piece of TV history. Would you want that booth inside of your house? And if you did, what the hell are you going to do with it? Because I would really like to know a little bit more. Yeah, just a little bit more in regards of what you would do. Because, hey, it's an interesting time for sure. No doubt about that. Of course. I mean, what else would... I mean, you look at something like that and you go, you know that it's a moment in history in regards of what is going on. I mean, you don't have to do anything, but you look at it and go, what a different time in regards of how that ends up working. It's just one of those weird things when it comes to time, in regards to talking about some of that stuff. No doubt about that. Let's continue talking about some other stuff that is going on inside of the world of the multiverse, because why would we not do that? So let's talk and take a look at some other things. So let me tell you real quick about some of the movies that are opening today. And I don't really think it's that many, but Dune Part 2 opens today. It unites with some people. And while they're on the path to revenge against the conspirators who destroyed their family, facing the choice between love and life and fate in the universe, he tries terribly to preserve the future. There you go. I got that one. And then Spaceman comes out today. Half a year into the solo mission of the edge of the solar system, an astronaut is concerned about his life on Earth as he held by an ancient creature that he discovers at the bowels of the ship. So that one's called Spaceman. Doom Part 2 was the first one. So some things to look at if you're intrigo to look at that information all that kind of fun stuff. Because that's what happens. I mean, listen, I don't know if you're a big box office version. I can make some assumptions. But that's about all I can do. I don't know anything else. That's all I'm saying. So let's continue talking real quick. Massachusetts Air National Guardsman accused of leaking classified military documents and posting them online is pleading guilty. Brian Shook has more.
Jack Teixeira reached an agreement with prosecutors on Thursday. Federal prosecutors filed a motion for a Rule 11 hearing set for Monday, where it's unknown what charge or charges he will plead guilty to. Teixeira is accused of abusing his security clearance and posting classified documents on social media sites. I'm Brian Shook.
Yeah, that would definitely be an abuse of your stuff. No doubt about that. Let's talk about it. Anyways, Congresswoman Rashida and Debbie Dingell are calling for a long-term ceasefire with the Israel-Hamas wars after at least 104 people were killed yesterday in Gaza as they were trying to get food from an aid truck.
53% of our residents in Michigan support a ceasefire. 74% of them are Michigan Democrats, and 64% of them are independents.
Over 30,000 people have been killed in Gaza since the war began last October. Dingell says that the family in her district have lost at least 40 family members in this war. Also, she says that she's among the lawmakers calling for the long-term ceasefire with Israel and Hamas.
I have family in my district that has lost 40 members of their family, grandparents, aunts and uncles and cousins, others that have lost 20 members.
I don't know. It gets pretty interesting when we start talking about all this stuff that we are going through, because that's just the way that it is. Let's talk about some weird stuff. The popular In-N-Out burger chain is planning its first restaurant. Well, in Washington.
The In-N-Out will be located along I-5 in Ridgefield. In-N-Out is known for long lines at the drive-thru. Ridgefield has been working with In-N-Out to find a location that can handle the long line of cars. The nearest In-N-Out is north of Salem, Oregon. A large Costco and a YMCA are also planned in the development. They didn't say when the restaurant might open. Brad Ford, NBC News Radio.
Okay, thank you, Brad Ford. Let's do one more real quick here. A Brooklyn man is behind bars after a Suffolk County accused of trafficking a county woman for sex and prostitution. Andrew Whitman has more.
Prosecutors say 64-year-old Michael Howell plied the unnamed woman with crack and heroin and attacked her, including slamming her head into a wall if she refused his orders. They say over a 17-month period that ended in February, Howell would rent hotel rooms and use the woman's photo in ads soliciting prostitution. He's facing 9 charges, including sex trafficking, promoting prostitution, and drugs. Howell is being held on $1 million bond. Andrew Whitman, NBC News Radio, New York.
$1 million bond, innocent until proven guilty, not saying one way or the other, but man, if he's guilty, throw the book at the dude. You know what I'm saying? That is freaking terrible, just taking a listen to some of that stuff. No doubt about that. Anyways, it is 33 minutes past the top of the hour. It's Freeform Friday, so you know what that means.
Here is the news on the Rising Star Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. The United Nations will hold a closed-door meeting to discuss the deaths of over 100 Palestinians killed trying to get aid in Gaza. After widespread condemnation, Israel's military claims it fired warning shots but did not strike the aid convoy. The UN's humanitarian chief, Martin Griffiths, says life is draining out of Gaza at terrifying speed, as Jody Jacobs reports from the UN in New York.
United Nations aid groups say it has become nearly impossible to deliver humanitarian assistance in most of Gaza, attributing the difficulty to ongoing hostilities by the Israeli military and the breakdown of public order. And with the casualty numbers now reaching the 30,000 mark, Martin Griffiths, who heads up the UN's humanitarian relief organization, said in a social media post, quote, "Even after close to 5 months of brutal hostilities, Gaza still has the ability to shock us." He says he is appalled at the reported killing of civilians on Thursday. UN officials continue to warn of mass casualties if Israel follows through with its threats to attack the city of Rafah, where more than half of Gaza's population has taken refuge. Jody Jacobs, New York.
The funeral and burial of Alexei Navalny are taking place in Moscow on Friday. The Russian opposition figure died in prison last month. India's economy grew at its fastest pace in a year and a half in the last 3 months of 2023 at 8.4% on the year. Rebecca Bundon reports from Mumbai.
The latest economic data from India took economists by surprise. They had been forecasting GDP growth of around 6.6% for the quarter to the end of December on the year, but it came in at 8.4%. Manufacturing was up by more than 11%, while construction grew at 9.5%. The sector that lagged was agriculture, which declined by 0.8%. This comes as some farmers have been protesting for higher prices for their crops. But the overall robust data for India's economy means that it is firmly positioned as one of the world's fastest-growing major economies. Rebecca Bunsen, Mumbai.
Former Labour MP George Galloway's won the Rochdale by-election to return to Britain's Parliament. He finished nearly 6,000 votes ahead of his nearest rival after a campaign dominated by the war in Gaza. Labour removed support from its candidate because of comments he'd made about Israel. The by-election was sparked by the death of the previous Labour MP. George Galloway says his victory sends a message to current Labour leader Keir Starmer.
The course of action you have embarked upon in your, to quote him, unqualified support for Israel, without qualification, he said, is going to lead your party to disaster. Your abandonment of traditional Labour values.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, looking again today at the future for the remaining hostages held in Gaza. Believed to be more than 100 people, their fate hangs in the balance as negotiations continue between the Israelis and Hamas with the participation of the United States and the Qataris. President Biden said on Thursday those talks have become more complicated as investigations continue into the reported deaths of 100 Palestinians in a crowd that descended on a humanitarian aid convoy in Gaza. But if and when the hostage negotiations are successful, what kind of ordeal will the freed captives face trying to adjust to normal life? Scott Walker is a hostage negotiator and former advisor to the United Nations.
Everybody who's held hostage responds to it slightly differently. Some people actually come out of it relatively unscathed. However, we can't forget that they're being held not in a camp somewhere in a jungle or a city, but actually in an active war zone. So the conditions they would have been kept in for this duration are going to be pretty challenging. And as I said, some of them will come out relatively okay, where others will need far more care and attention.
The returnees will also face questions from the Israeli government about where they were held in Gaza and under what circumstances, and about the fate of an estimated 30 hostages who are believed to have died during their captivity. I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, the United Nations will hold a closed-door meeting to discuss the deaths of over 100 Palestinians killed trying to get aid in Gaza. The funeral and burial of Alexei Navalny are taking place in Moscow. Former Labour MP George Galloway has won the Rochdale by-election to return to Britain's Parliament. And new figures suggest more than a billion people worldwide are living with obesity. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
Listen to our host of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves. Only on Safety FM.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with BIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take BIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Radio Big, streaming 24/7 at radiobig.fm.
Well, you know that here at Safety FM and Radio Big, we're always trying to look for life hacks. So with the busy season just around the corner, you might be looking for wholesome, convenient meals for your jam-packed days. Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kits, can help you fuel up with fast chef prepared, dietitian approved, and ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track with your healthy lifestyle. Refresh your healthy habits without missing a beat. Choose from 34 weekly flavored packs. Dietitian-approved meals, ready to eat in 2 minutes. All you need to do is head over to factorsmeals.com/safetyfm50 and use code safetyfm50 to get 50% off. That's code safetyfm50 at factormeals.com/safetyfm50 to get 50% off. Go there. Do it now.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Well, you might be like me and heard all these terms and were not 100% sure on what they meant. Things is
mining,
blockchain, the Internet of Things. Well, I will tell you, we here at Safety FM have partnered up with a company that will explain this to you and will also have conversations to inform you on how you might have the potential of making passive income by being involved with this. All you need to do is go to safetyfm.com/iHub. They'll discuss blockchain. What exactly is mining? What is cryptocurrency? And what is the Internet of Things? To find out more information, go to safetyfm.com/iHub. That's safetyfm.com/iHub. And don't forget to mention that Jay Allen sent you.
Tearing the ass out of you like gas station sushi.
Your own risk.
Rated R Safety Show.
Claim your power. We have a choice. Ain't nothing stopping us. We got what we need. Get out, show up, throw away, watch out.
Okay, here you go. Rated R Safety Show. 43 minutes past the top of the hour as we are hanging and doing our thing. Don't worry, we're going to take care of you for the next at least 14 minutes or so. I mean, I can't guarantee that it's going to be a good taken care of, but you'll be taken care of. So with that being said, we're back. Rated R Safety Show. Radio Big Safety FM. Hanging out, doing our thing. Oh, this right here, this tunage that you're getting? It's our time now by the Firework Festival. Yeah, you can catch this one. Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music. It's all there. Some good times all around. We'd like to thank Firework Festival, for allowing us to play this here. Now take a listen. Ready? You listening? Oh, it goes down, and then it comes back to you. Yeah, there you go. Some stuff going on for sure as we're hanging out. Anyway, so there you go. There you go. There you go. There you go. Always a good one. Always a good one. Okay, so it's a win them before you can buy them weekend. Now, I keep on saying that, but there is no truth to that statement, so there you go. Anyway, so let's get back into some important things to talk about, and let me tell you about the most important thing that I will tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help, and To Write Love on Her Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com and click on the section that says Find Help. Like, seriously, you go there, things are life-changing right there on that particular website. TWLOHA.com, all kinds of information available, anything related to... You ready? Addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, and grief support, just to name a few. Go to TWLOHA.com. Let's continue talking about some things that are going on inside of the world of the multiverse, because that is what we do around here. That's what we talk about. So let's talk about some tech, because I feel like we need to do that. But Samsung took the wraps off the smart ring this week, debuting the Galaxy Ring after teasing it earlier this year. The device has multiple sensors and can track health markers such as wearer's heart rate, sleep monitoring, while also giving users a score of their readiness for the day. The company is considering adding features that would allow the Galaxy Ring to do contactless payment as well as with smartphones. And how readiness scores for that? Well, I could tell you that whether I can pay for my groceries or not, that would probably be some good readiness to know about. No doubt about that. So there you go. Also, the Hidal. Yeah, the Hidal just might be the strangest and creepiest product to debut at the MWC trade show in Barcelona this year. It looks like a Cabbage Patch doll, but it's designed as to find a surrogate grandchild and a minder for elder folks. Powered by ChatGPT, the doll has touch sensitivity patches and buttons that you can press to elicit responses. In fact, it will prompt seniors to take their medication and remind them of their meal times, suggest exercise routine, but it speaks in a child voice and sounds very patronizing. The South Korean company behind the Hidal says that it can speak several languages, and the app allows someone to set up schedules and review how the doll owners is getting, how it's getting on. The list price? Well, $1,800. Yeah. What could be really creepy that it could be modeled after Chucky instead of a Cabbage Patch doll? Think about that for a moment. That will take you places. I mean, I'm telling you. So, I mean, just imagine this. If we're getting to dolls right now that have sensories inside of them on some of the things that you can do. And I'm not trying to be, you know, one of those weird guys, but imagine somebody who hacks that damn thing and all of a sudden says, oh, well, you need to do this and you need to do that and you need to do the other. I mean, people are going to get strange about some of this stuff. You just kind of already know how this is going to go before it even gets there. Seriously.
Another pitfall of our society. Rated R. Safety Show.
Oh, yes, pitfall in society seems to be a combination of things that are going on, so there you go. Anyways, let's talk about this real quick, because I never understand some of the things that we get to do in
this little world of ours.
Where have you ever sat down and had one of those conversations with someone that it was life-changing? You can go back in that moment in time and go, that conversation right there, I knew my life had changed from that particular moment. Maybe at the moment that it's going on, you didn't recognize it, but maybe later down the road you recognize it. Or have you had one where you've had that conversation and you knew everything was changing from that particular moment on? Oh, okay. Yeah, me either. No, just saying. So, I mean, there is some things to think about. sometimes we need to make sure that we're open to ideas of things that can be life-changing. And there's a lot of things that if you allow the world around you that you can learn from as things are moving forward. People tend to forget that stuff on how important it is to learn from the moment. And believe me, guilty as charged here. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to sit back and go, oh, everything is fabulous, because I'd be lying to you. I mean, that's just the way that it goes. Let's talk a little bit about some more news things, because I think that that's why you're here. What else have we got going on? Let's take a look at this one. Girl Scout cookie sales are underway, and it's $800 million business. Bree Tennis with tips on how to say no to buying them.
The Girl Scouts have been selling cookies since 1917. The Scouts say this teaches young girls five essential skills: goal setting, decision making, money management, people skills, and ethics. But what if you have enough boxes of cookies? The Girl Scout Council says it's okay to say no, but if you're looking for no eye contact, they do say avoid shopping after 3 p.m. and on weekends. That's when the girls are out. I'm Bree Tennis.
That's when the girls are out. You mean you couldn't shop at all then? Because, listen, I mean, the weekend and after three, I mean, that's where most people live. Let's just be realistic when it's all said and done with all that kind of fun stuff. I mean, what a weird world. I'm afraid to look at a Girl Scout in her eyes, because who knows what might happen. Anyways, take a listen to this real quick.
Sea turtles will be coming to lay their nests on our beaches every single night. And then once the nests are laid, towards the middle of the summer, the babies will start hatching from those nests also at nighttime.
Okay, Broward Environmental Project Coordinator Stephanie Roach says that mindful when you are at the beach and it's against the law to disturb the turtles or their nests, you can help them strive by picking up all your trash, knocking down hulls, sandcastles, and turning off your cell phones at night since the turtles get disoriented by light. The season ends on October the 31st, so on Halloween, Broward Environmental Project Coordinator also says that the sea turtles are laying nests on the beaches nightly until October the 31st.
If you're out on the beach walking at night, please don't use your phone flashlight or any kind of lights out there because that can confuse the turtles.
Roach says to be mindful when you're on the beach.
Knock down sandcastles and fill in any holes that they dig on the beach because mama turtles and hatchling turtles can get stuck in those holes.
I mean, did you have a conversation here? I mean, with the turtles? I'm getting kind of confused here. I mean, how do you know they can get confused? I'm confused about our conversation already. Oh, man. Let's just get some John Smalls in here. Let's get some motivation in our lives.
The Motivation Minute is courtesy of InsuranceChicken.com. Today's quote was submitted by Cole. Marcus Aurelius said, "Look back over the past with its changing empires that rose and fell, and you can foresee the future too." Very true. I especially love this quote because of a book I recently reread. In 2012, I bought a book called Pendulum: How Past Generations Shape Our Present and Predict Our Future. It talks about how we're living in an 80-year cycle that's looping over and over. Roy Williams and Michael Drew put this book out a dozen years ago. I recently dug it out of a box from my garage to read it again because they had a chapter looking ahead from 2012. As I read that chapter, I'm amazed how close to 100% accurate their prediction was. This has been today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of InsuranceChicken.com. They're known for insurance quotes. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at motivationminute.org.
An Indiana law that prevents medical providers from providing gender-affirming health care for minors is now in effect. The law, which was signed by Governor Eric Holcomb last year, was supposed to go into effect in the middle of 2023, but the law was blocked after a lawsuit brought by several transgender youth, their parents, a doctor, and a health clinic. But on Tuesday, the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals issued a stay that lifts the previous ban on the law. The Food and Drug Administration says food packaging that contains harmful, long-lasting chemicals will no longer be sold in the United States.
Man-made chemicals called PFAS, commonly known as forever chemicals, don't break down and have been associated with serious health risk. The FDA announced food packages that contain these forever chemicals will no longer be sold nationwide. I'm Trey Thomas.
Health update, Sarah Lee Kessler, NBC News Radio.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. As a spiritual leader of your family, you must minister out of the overflow of your own spiritual life. Therefore, the first duty of a Christian husband and father is to cultivate his relationship with Jesus. This can only be accomplished through the consistent practice of spiritual disciplines. Things like prayer, scripture reading, study, fellowship, worship, and service. The man who makes these disciplines a regular part of his life will grow in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he will equip himself to be the spiritual leader of his family. 2 Timothy 2 says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God." Lord, help us to practice spiritual disciplines so we can become true spiritual leaders. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Ah, entertainment. Isn't it great? Anyways, let's continue talking about some things that are going on inside of the multiverse, because that's what we do around here. It is 55 minutes past the top of the hour, just in case we were wondering. If we take a look back on this day, let's go back to 2020, because, man, that seems like a lifetime ago, and it was a lifetime during that year. The first known COVID-19 case is identified in New York. A 39-year-old healthcare worker contracted the virus while traveling abroad in Iran. According to all reports, her symptoms were mild. That happened back in 2020. If we're looking at some birthdays for today, Justin Bieber turns 30. Tyreek Hill turns 30. Daniela Monet turns 35. Kesha turns 37. Big E turns 38. Lupita Nagan turns 41, Jensen Ackles 46, Mark Paul Gosselaar, oh my, Zach Morris turns 50 today, Cara Buono turns 53, Javier de Bardem turns 55, Paul Hollywood 58, Don Lemon 58, Booker T turns 59 today, and Ron Howard turns 70. So there you go, that's some birthdays for today. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, hold on. Wait, because we got a ton of them. Global Day of Unplugging. National Dagdom, that's a good day. St. David's Day, Share a Smile Day. Self-Injury Awareness Day. National Peanut Butter Lovers Day. National Minnesota Day. National Marista Day. National Welch Corgi Day. World Compliment Day. National Employee Appreciation Day. National Horse Protection Day. National Pig Day. National Fruit Compote Day. National Dress in Blue Day. Oversee NHS Workers Day. Mountain Hair Day. Plan a Solo Vacation Day. National Salesperson Day. And National Wedding Planning Day. Is that enough? That's how I felt about it too. So there you go. So those are all the days you can celebrate. Now remind yourself of a single one that I just mentioned, because there was quite a few. If you need a random joke for today, which should sound something like this: a clean house is a sign of a wasted life. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. What's the nicest thing that has happened to you while working at your job? If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. 23% of people agree that this thing, which you may do on the weekend, is an instant mood booster. What is it? Getting a car wash and opening the windows. Okay, the opening the windows part I added towards the end. Anyway, so that's going to sum up our time together. Thanks for hanging out with me on this lovely Friday, you know, that freeform Friday aspect. Now, here's the gig. At the top of the hour, I'll be going over to Radio Big for the next couple hours or so to hang out and do the thing that we do inside of the world of music. If you want to come and hang out over there, no doubt about that. If that's not the case, that's okay. You can hang out with Sheldon Primus on Safety FM as he talks about the business of safety consulting. So there you go. That's going to sum up our time. Anyways, if I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this one. Misery might love company, but so does joy, and joy throws much better parties. I remember joy when I was a kid. Okay, no, that's somebody else. That's something else to think about. We'll leave that for a separate conversation. Anyways, I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye. And thank you for being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is a listener. Have a great weekend if you're not following along right now.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.